Welcome back to the Patriot Express Radio Show. Call 731-1230. Or if listening live on the internet, 866-820-5528. Now, back to your host, Terry Subinen.
Okay, welcome back, and we are live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We will be talking to Sharon Engel in just a second. I want to give you a little bit of background about her. She started her political career when she was told her children had to attend a class and she didn't like it. So she wanted to homeschool, and they wanted to tell her she couldn't do it unless she lived 50 miles away. So she got became an activist. And she's been going nonstop ever since, working for true conservatism. And Sharon, you're on the line. Welcome to the Patriot Express Radio Show.
Thank you, Terry. It's a great pleasure to be with you today.
Now, first, how was your weekend? How was the 4th of July for you and the family?
It was wonderful. We spent it in Elko and Ely. We were up in Elko for their parade on Saturday, and just wonderful events that followed. And then on Sunday, we went to Ely for their parade and also rode the ghost train out to Ruth and then watched the fireworks from the train. So it was a terrific weekend.
Great, great. Now, I ask every candidate when they come on the show, the first question I want out is, why are you running?
The same reason that any person would go to do service for their country. It's my duty. I think that anyone who gets into political service should understand that they're there to do what the founding fathers wanted them to do, and that is be a citizen representative of the people, doing the people's work and occupying the people's seat in government. And when you understand that, then you're not going to get into that arrogant situation where you get out of touch with your constituency, living in a place like Harry Reid does in the Ritz-Carlton penthouse of the Washington, D.C. Ritz-Carlton. So that's what I got into it for, was to serve, and that's why I'm doing this now.
Now, give us a little bit of background on your time in the legislature. What did you accomplish there?
I served four terms. That's 8 years in the Nevada State Legislature from 1998 until 2006. And during that time, I was able to get several bills passed, none of which cost the state any money. One of the bills that I was able to get passed was the Reading Excellence Act, which just required that teachers be trained to teach scientifically based reading research, reading techniques, and we all know those as phonics, but they are proven through science to work, and that, of course, is the basic reason for education, is to learn to read, read to learn, and then learn to earn. And so that was one that I got passed. Another one was the most freeing homeschool law in the whole United States. It's now model legislation for other states in homeschooling, and I was glad that you mentioned my entree, I guess, into politics when I wanted to homeschool my own children and was told that the law said I could homeschool, but the law should say that I couldn't homeschool unless I lived 50 miles away from the nearest school. And so what I did was began at that point to get a good homeschooling law in the state of Nevada, and that was, I believe, the crowning jewel of my legislative career, was to get the most freeing homeschool law in the whole state. I also got a law passed that allows the governor to choose from a wider pool when he appoints the adjutant general. I got a law passed to require that juvenile offenders pay restitution for crimes that they commit, not just for property damage, but also for personal injury. I have worked on several other bills that have to do with petitioning. I got several of those passed, and as you may know, I'm still working on that petitioning project because we have a couple of laws here in the state that make people go to court before they can even get an initiative on the ballot. Once they've proposed the question, then they're liable for court action. And so I've done several bills that have to do with that. And as I said, I'm still waging that fight to get us the right to petition our government for grievances. And as you know, in 2008, I did a petition myself, a citizens petition, initiative petition for a property tax restraint initiative that would have given us stable and predictable property taxes here in Nevada. I was able to qualify that for the ballot, but because of these laws that are in place, I was thrown off the ballot by an activist judge legislating from the bench.
So now you're in probably the fight of your life to unseat Harry Reid. You've had some negative press this last week on a couple of different venues. How are you going to fight that, and how are you going to make it so that people will see who you are versus what the 30-second soundbite says?
Well, definitely. We're using our website, SharonEngle.com, not only to collect that money that we need to get the message out on television and radio, and we will be doing that, and I've been telling people that they may not be able to vote for me here in Nevada, but certainly they can send money. We need a million people with $25. Harry Reid says he needs $25 million. We need a million people with $25 to go to SharonEngle.com, and the issues are there. My stand on the issues are there so that they can see the difference between what Harry Reid has been putting out as my positions and what my positions are actually. You know, as being a teacher, I would give Harry Reid an A in creative writing, but an F in history. And so we've been using our website. We've also been using the Angle Examiner. It's a newspaper piece that I publish, and there are my stands on the issues as well. So that we're getting the truth out, and I think that's really all people want is someone they can trust who will tell them the truth.
And what's the number one issue that you face when you're meeting the constituents of Nevada? What do they want? What is their concern?
The major concern of all Nevada residents, and I think this is across the country as well, is the economy. And it is about jobs. And it is about staying in your home. So when we see that Harry Reid took over the Senate majority seat at 4.4% unemployment, and now our unemployment is 14% here in Nevada, the highest in the nation, and his only answers are to increase or extend the unemployment benefit and give us temporary jobs like census jobs. What we really need is to pay back on the deficit, cut back on the spending, and take back our economy by giving our businesses the confidence to do what they do the best, and that is take a risk, provide jobs, and provide jobs that are permanent, full-time jobs with a future. That's what Nevadans want.
And how do you propose to do that if elected?
That's by creating the climate that those businesses can really thrive in, and that climate is one of lower taxes and less government regulation. When they can have the confidence in their government that that government is not going to interfere with their ability to provide jobs, then they'll begin to provide jobs. But right now, just Obamacare has interfered so much with the provision of new jobs that small businesses especially are thinking about the cost of this new regulation and how that's going to cut into their ability to provide jobs. And that's why they don't have any confidence in their government, and that's why things are so uncertain, and that's why we're seeing even the stock market just cannot seem to get a toehold in this economy. We really need to give confidence, and that confidence comes with a government that understands that they need to get out of the way. The government is not the solution. They are the problem.
As Reagan so eloquently said.
That's right.
Yes. We're going to take a break, Sharon, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. If you want to hang on the line, I'll have a couple more follow-up questions for you.
Okay, Terry, that will be fine.
Okay, we'll be right back with the Patriot Express Radio Show and Sharon Engle, candidate for U.S. Senate.
Welcome back to the Patriot Express Radio Show. Call 731-1230. Or if listening live on the internet, 866-820-5528. Now, back to your host, Terry Subinen.
Welcome back. We're live with Sharon Engel. And Sharon, you're getting beat up pretty much on your stance for Social Security and what you want to do with those 30-second sound bites. You want to explain your stance so the public has an idea of what you really mean?
Thank you, Terry. I really am grateful for that opportunity. I am here to save Social Security. I have always said in all of my rhetoric that we need to protect that Social Security Trust Fund that Harry Reid has been raiding and pillaging for years. There is no money left in that Social Security Trust Fund, and the reason is because he's been using it for his own pet programs and projects, and he's been putting instead IOUs into the trust fund. What we need to do is pay back that trust fund and make sure that there really is some security for seniors in their Social Security. But going forward, we have to make sure that the government can no longer go in and raid and pillage Social Security. So in order to do that, we need to do something more personalized. And I used to think only the private sector was involved in this, but I have been informed that Harry Reid's own employees have a trust, I believe they call it a thrift account, retirement account that they put into, and it's personalized. So it can be private or federal, but however you want to do this, this personalized account keeps the money safe within the account and cannot be raided by the federal government. And that's what I've been proposing all along, is that we get it out of the hands of the federal government so that they cannot raid and pillage. But we need to have the Social Security accounts that we have now need to be safe for our seniors. They put into that account in good faith, and we need to keep that contract with them.
And it's going to be a hard battle for you to climb now that, I mean, every 30 seconds, everywhere you go, he has that 30-second add-on with your words saying that you're going to take away Social Security, you're going to take away Medicare, you're going to take away, you're going to take away, you're going to take away. How are you going to battle that negative impact that he put on you?
Well, if you listen to that, it's actually him saying it, and my words are being cut and spliced. Everybody knows that the spin is to cut people's words up and just use the words that they want to use. So they really need to go to SharonEngel.com and look at the issues and see what my true stand is. They also need to be prepared. We're going to go on television and radio and begin to tell the truth about my stand, but also about Harry Reid's stand. People need to know that in 1990, and we're calling this the flip-flop on steroids, in 1990, Harry Reid sponsored and voted for a bill that said that the government couldn't use Social Security funds for anything but Social Security. And yet in 2006, when Jim DeMint authored the same bill, because he said, obviously it's not working, they've been taking this money out, so we need to have a law with some teeth in it now that says you cannot take the money out of the Social Security Trust Fund for anything but Social Security, Harry Reid voted no. So first he was for it, now he's against it.
Right.
He is willing to raid and pillage that fund, and that's really why we need to defeat Harry Reid.
Well, when he took office, our national debt was $1.4 trillion. Today it's $13 trillion. By the end of the election, it should be $14 trillion. And in 1997, there was a balanced budget amendment provided on the floor, and Harry Reid and every other Democrat voted against it. Now,
we need to bring that back, Terry, and I will. I promise that I will put that forward as one of my pieces of legislation, as a balanced budget amendment. We have to have it.
What we have to do, in my opinion, tell me if I'm on the right track, but what we have to do is we have to take the power away from the politicians and bring it back to the states and the people, don't you think?
Well, you're exactly right, and the people do have the power. We, the people, were given that power by our Constitution. That is our contract with America, and we, the people, need to begin to tell Washington, D.C., that they're out of touch and that they no longer represent us, and the best way to do that is through our free elections, and so on November 2nd, we plan to tell Harry Reid, you're fired.
And make sure anybody listening, you go out and you vote, because your vote does count. Every vote counts, regardless of who you are and where you stand. Make your voices heard. That's the most important thing we can say. Vote your conscience so that you can have individuals who will work for you and not special interest.
That's exactly right, Terry. I couldn't have said it any better.
And I'm going to give you the last few minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, if you want to summarize where you're at, what you're going to be doing, and let the Nevadians know what they can expect from you in the next couple of months.
Well, thank you, Terry. I am a Nevadan. I've lived here over 55 years in Nevada. I know about Nevada. I've lived in many of the small towns of Nevada. And so I want to just reinforce the fact that we do have the right contract with America, and that is our Constitution. We have the right message for America and Nevada, which is lower taxes, less government regulation, more individual freedom, and stop the spending. And finally, we have the right angle to defeat Harry Reid. SharonEngle.com. Please come and help me defeat Harry Reid. Thank you so much, Terry.
All right, Sharon, and good luck on the campaign trail, and congratulations on your win in the primary. You went against quite a few people, and hope to have you back here in a month or so and see where you're at.
Thank you, Terry, and I'm always happy to come on your show. Just ask.
Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be right back after these messages. That was Sharon Engle. And you can go to SharonEngle.com, find out all about her, and see who she is. Because these 30-second sound bites that everybody plays don't give you the real story. You need to know who the people are that you are voting for, whether it's in a local, state, assembly, or the federal. Know the people. Make sure your vote counts. We'll be right back to the Patriot Express Radio Show after this sponsor.
Welcome back to the Patriot Express Radio Show. Call 731-1230. Or if listening live on the Internet, 866-820-5528. Now, back to your host, Terry Subinin.
All right, welcome back. That was Sharon Engle. We were interviewing and discussing the topics and the concerns. We have other candidates for the U.S. Senate that are scheduled to be on this month. And Harry Reid, if you're out there, anybody's listening, feel free to call us and let us know if you'd like to join in on this discussion. I know I don't have a contact email address for you, so feel free to get a hold of me through the Patriot Express Radio Show.com website. Email me at Terry at Patriot Express Radio.com.